With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Aaron Kotursky is our ABC News correspondent following this story that's got a lot of people stirred up about the White House pushing for 25 security clearances that had been denied or delayed by, I think it's safe to say, bureaucrats within the White House. But Aaron, tell me who was delaying or recommending a no-go on these security clearances and why?
These were the professionals who vet all of these people to see whether there's anything in their past that might raise a red flag. And these 25 people whose applications had been denied for reasons including foreign influence, conflicts of interest, personal conduct, financial problems, drug use, criminal conduct. And, you know, the list goes on. But in all 25 cases, a woman who worked in the White House security office for 18 years and came forward as a whistleblower said that the decisions were overruled and not always, she said, in the best interest of national security.
Mm-hmm. And not to beat up on this one particular person, but do we know anything about this individual? I mean, so there's a long tenure in this job, so that gives some credibility. But who is this?
The woman's name is Tricia Newbold. She's an 18-year veteran who manages security clearances for some of the top officials in the West Wing. She's worked under, you know, Democratic and Republican administrations, and, you know, was just a career type bureaucrat as opposed to a political animal.
Are we sure of that, though? I mean, this seems like a unique administration where a lot of people in the bureaucracy who normally would, you know, accept the results of an election, you know, were pretty vocal. We will be a part of the resistance within the government. So do we have any idea? I don't know.
I don't know.
I just wanted to ask.
Certainly what she said has been used as a, you know, has been weaponized for political purposes. And I think that that's more to the point. She, you know, where she says, you know, and I think if you understand her position, her view is probably consistent with her job. You know, if you have reasons like foreign influence and conflicts of interest, I think she's credible in saying perhaps that's not in the best interest of national security. Now, Republicans have said that. And only a handful of the 25 cases were the reasons actually very serious. Democrats, of course, see something more nefarious and calamitous at work and say that the administration is, you know, not taking these national security concerns as seriously as they're taking political concerns. But, you know, that sort of absent her, you know, Republicans say that the Democrats are using her testimony to make a partisan attack on the administration.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little skeptical, having worked in D.C. in the Senate and around all of this for a long time and knowing a lot of total fools who have security clearance, that I'm skeptical of it personally. But do we know who actually overruled her? Is this President Trump himself or the former chief of staff, the current chief of staff? Do we know that?
Well, a lot of the suspicion has fallen on Carl Klein, who used to be the woman's boss. He's the former director of the White House Personnel Security Office.
Mm-hmm. And is he political?
He has been, I don't know. But he is. Democrats are preparing to subpoena him to testify. His attorney has said in a statement that that Carl is convinced that he is not going to be found to have done anything wrong, and that, you know, the concerns are unfounded.
And the investigation by Democrats, what's the timetable for that? Is that starting soon?
Starting now. I mean, okay. The subpoenas are apparently being drafted because Democrats have raised significant concerns about the security clearance process. And the chairman of the committee, Elijah Cummings, said you've got all these secrets going to people who shouldn't even have a security clearance, you know, in the first place. And in one sense, you know, that may be that's certainly a legitimate view. On the other hand, who gets a security clearance ultimately is up to the president.
Right.
So if he wanted these 25 people to have them, then it's perfectly within his authority to grant them.
Right. Well, Aaron Kotursky, I appreciate you putting it on our radar, because it's certainly going to be an issue that's discussed about politically, if not from a practical standpoint. So Aaron Kotursky, our ABC News correspondent, following that story in D.C. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.